Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Keith McDonald. Keith is the Executive Director of the Thompson Hotel Association and we'll be talking about what the association has accomplished so far and what plans and initiatives it has moving forward. Thank you for joining me today. So first off, could you talk about what the Thompson Hotel Association is?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Navi. I was personally hired in April of 2018. So the organization was formed in January of 2018. We had to get incorporated and all that. What we represent is 13 properties that collect the accommodation tax for the city of Thompson. And in turn, the city of Thompson gives us a portion of that. And with that portion, we try to attract new events and fill up bedroom nights. So that's our goal, is to get more bedroom nights to Thompson. And how we do that is by attracting new events or promoting an extra event, pre-existing event, like Nickel Days or whatever, and we try to encourage more people to come to Thompson.
Mm-hmm. And could you talk about some of the initiatives and progress the THA has made since it was first established?
Our whole mandate here is, of course, like I said, was to get heads into beds into the hotel industry. In return, people will pay the accommodation tax and the city of Thompson benefits from that. So what we tried to do is attract different events and help organizations such as sporting events and things of that nature get better deals for hotel rooms and things of that nature. So far, we've done Manitoba Winter Games. We sponsored that in early 2017. So it was kind of like we're in the process, but we, you know, gave them some much needed funding for that. We've also done events like Canada Day, National Indigenous Peoples Day, Holiday Hoopla, which was a MKO event that they established. And we've done other things like encourage participation in Northern Manitoba's Tourism Award celebrations, where we actually recommended like organizations like Nickel Days and people like Volker Beckman in the community that was ambassadors for tourism. And we're happy to say that he won on that event in April. We're trying to also create customer service training. We've been partnering with Manitoba's Sector Council and Northern Workforce Development here in Thompson to create this customer service training package. Then we do other things too. We've been involved with the Thompson Trailbreakers and the snowmobile tourism initiative that they started here. And they recently got $150,000 funding. So, you know, these things help. And we're just trying to do anything we can to get the Thompson on the map. And this all benefits hotels, right? We're not the destination, but what we create could be.
You mentioned that there are 13 accommodation businesses in Thompson. So how many of those hotels are represented in the Thompson Hotel Association board?
Well, right now we have 4 people on the board of the 13. We're always recruiting members but you have to be a part of the people that pay the accommodation tax. We're on a recruiting drive right now to get more people interested, and we'd be more than welcome to sit down with them and talk exactly what we're doing. I have a plan for 2019 here that I'm executing for a marketing plan, and be happy, absolutely happy to sit down with anybody that wants to talk about it.
You talked about how the THA has plans in place for the remainder of 2019. Are there any events or announcements coming up that you want to get the word out on?
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually embarked with the help of Travel Manitoba to create a new place brand for tourism here in Thompson. We're launching that on September 17th at River Lodge Place. That will be our trademark brand going forward for everything we do for the Hotel Association. We'll create a new website that will go live that day, and that will help us because we need that brick and mortar type entity, and that will be our website. So then we'll be able to use that to reach more people and offer them the services that we offer and things that we can do to help them make their event a successful one.
You mentioned that the association has worked in partnership with the city as well as Travel Manitoba. How has working with these groups helped the THA get these initiatives off the ground?
It's very imperative that since the city of Thompson is basically our 100% funder, but we have to remember that the accommodation tax is all paid by visitors coming into the city. There's no burden on the taxpayer whatsoever. So anything that we can create and create additional revenue for us as a hotel association and them as a city entity, I'm sure that it'll be as successful. That's why it's such a win-win type partnership, right? Because if we do better, they do better. And that's just the good thing about that. But as I said before, all the funding that we do get comes from the people outside of Thompson that visit us. And that's a good thing too, because in this day and age, we look for anything that's a tax break. that is our 100% funder right now, and we haven't looked at other opportunities yet, but, well, that's not true. We have looked at other opportunities, but and they'll come in time. And then as we expand ourselves, perhaps, we'll look for additional partnerships too as well. We are also working with Travel Manitoba right now, which is a provincial partnership for tourism. We always look for additional people that would be interested in our organization. To become a member, though, that you have to be a part of the Hotel Association as is. We would love the extra funding, any marketing funding, and that's what Travel Manitoba provides for us. I mean, it's a great partnership with them, and we hope to continue that.
And has Travel Manitoba been enthusiastic about working with the Thompson Hotel Association since you first started your partnership?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's been a wonderful trip up to this point. I mean, I have to give a shout out to Colin Ferguson and Linda Whitfield, who work. Linda is the vice president of marketing for Travel Manitoba. She's been very helpful. She's worked alongside with me to get this website launched at our place brand, and her knowledge is just second to none. I mean, that's why everybody's going to be impressed by what they see coming up here for sure.
Yes, it's great to see this relationship since the city's been pushing for northern tourism and both the provincial and federal governments are taking notice. So it's great to see this growing interest up here.
There's a lot of investment into the north now, and this is one of the initiatives for the province too as well. All indications are that this is an untapped resource that we have up here. We have the natural beauty and things, and I'm pretty sure that this is going to take off real quickly. And with the support of the province, like we said, and the municipality, that will happen.
Yes, and since the association was established, has the THA seen an increase in tourism in Thompson?
From what we see from our room nights that we booked, yes, we've seen there's a little bit of an increase there. We've had a bit of a delay, of course, with our place branding launch because the election came up. It was supposed to launch earlier in June, but unfortunately, since the election was called, we couldn't do that because Travel Manitoba is our partner and an entity of the provincial government, so they can't make any announcements. But we're back on track now, so that's for sure, and we're going to see a lot more and a lot more people. Now I have a Facebook page, and I'll use it to advertise any event. I've done it with KTC ball tournaments, and I'll advertise anybody's events for free.
All right, and was there anything else you wanted to touch on?
Well, that's about it. I'm really putting the place branding on the 17th is absolutely important. It's actually be our official launch of the whole campaign. So it'll be nice to get that under our belt and then keep going. And if anybody would like to, my number, is 204-307-7576. If anybody wants to get a hold of me about any event that they're thinking about having and how we can help out.
And on the website launch, what will the domain name be?
It's going to be actually visitthompson.org.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat with me and give an update on the Thompson Hotel Association.
Yeah, thank you very much, Navi. I appreciate it.
All right. That was Keith McDonald, the executive director of the Thompson Hotel Association, who talked about what the association has been up to and what they have coming up down the pipeline. Be sure to check out visitthompson.org when the website officially launches on Tuesday, September 17th. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.